temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go back to the phone lines and go back to Uniontown. To Dennis in Uniontown. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, Josh. Hey, I got two quick questions for you, Josh. It's a matter of your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They got Reynolds coming off the IL and Choi ready to come off the IL. Who do you think the two will be dropped off the roster?
You know, it's a good question. Go ahead. I'll get you your second one, too.
Yeah, and my second one is Santana, as hot as he is right now, I mean, is it time to trade him to get something, to make room, or what do you do there, Josh?
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Dennis. I'll start with number one there. And, you know, it's a really good question. And we're going to talk with Jason Mackey in a little bit, and I'm going to pick Jason's brain on this. I don't know. And I'll throw Hayes into that mix as well. You have Hayes coming back. You're going to have Choi coming up, and then you're going to have Reynolds as well. You're going to have three guys. You look at the Pirates, you know, catchers right now, Henry Davis, Jason DeLay, Austin Hedges. Well, you know, they apparently, even though Davis was planning on coming into the game last night, should they have tied it, they are probably not going to break up that group because they don't want Davis to start as a catcher. So Davis, DeLay, Hedges, they're not going anywhere when those three guys come up. The infielders, Castro, Gonzalez, Marcano, Santana, Triolo. Triolo would probably be the guy first to go down. He's probably going to get sent back down. Just the good defense, but the bat's just probably not going to end up playing as well as they would like. So he'll go back down to AAA. That's one. Castro, I mean, he's probably a guy in a little bit of danger right now, Rodolfo Castro, to be totally honest. You know, the guy kills lefties, but you know, those are so situational moments now that I don't know if he's so secure. Marcano, you know, maybe in that mix, his numbers have sort of fallen off here in the month of June. You look at the outfield situation with Bay, Joe, Palacios, and Sawinski. Palacios is a guy, I like him. I think he maybe projects as, you know, a role player, a bench player for this team long term. But I don't know that he's a guy that's going to be able to hold on. Bay has gone through a really, really horrible slump, but then he came up with, you know, the table-setting hit last night and broke out of that slump, and we'll see if maybe, you know, that sort of ignites him going forward. It's a really good question. They're going to have three guys coming back to the Major League roster, and maybe they go thinner in the bullpen for a moment. I don't know, but it's going to be a tough conversation and really a tough decision to make for the Pirates right now as they do start to get healthier guys back. Now, look, there's always the possibility that somebody else has to go on the IL shelf or something along those lines. I mean, that could very well happen here, but I don't think, especially now that he's hitting a little bit more, Sawinski's going to be moved down at all. Connor Joe, I don't think he's going to be moved out at all. You know, maybe, but I really think that they like his veteran sort of approach, and they don't have a ton of veterans, obviously, on this team. I don't know. I was doing the same thing last night as you. I was poring over the list of players, and I'm thinking, all right, they got to take three off of this group and add three. And it's not like it's a great three that they would be, you know, having to get rid of, but they are guys that have at least contributed. But Triolo would be the first for sure. Then after that, it's going to be probably some combination of either Castro, you know, maybe Gonzalez does go back down. You know, that's a possibility if the bat just doesn't play enough. He does have, you know, he's gone, I believe, 4-for-20 now as a big league hitter. It's a difficult decision. The second question was about Carlos Santana. Do you trade him now? No, not now. Maybe in a month. Yes. If the Pirates in July, I'm guessing they have somewhere along the lines of what, like 24 games, something like that in the month of July. I'm just spitballing here off the top of my head because you have the All-Star break in there, but probably 23, 24 games in the month of July. Let's say they go 7-16 or something like that. Well, then you're getting rid of Carlos Santana. Let's say they go 16-7. Then you're absolutely not getting rid of Carlos Santana. In fact, at that point, as you hit the deadline, you're going to be adding to this team to try to go for it. So the answer is right now, I don't know. I don't know. You're not trading him now on July 1st, I can tell you that. Even though his value is probably insanely high right now, you're not trading him right now because you have to let this season play out. I mean, you're in danger if you trade a guy like Carlos Santana right now of essentially telling the rest of the team that you don't believe in them, that you don't believe that they can keep this going and win. So you got to wait on it. The good news is you can wait on it. You have time. The trade deadline is a month away. You're good. I know we get caught up in June about trades, especially when a team is floundering like the Pirates have been before this week. But right now, it's pure wait-and-see mode for Ben Cherington.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.